AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The group of seven foreign ministers met today in France to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict, with deep divisions apparent over the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. Secretary of State Marco Rubio joined his counterparts from the G7 just 24 hours after President Trump's latest round of insults lobbed at NATO. Most of America's closest allies have greeted the Iran war with deep skepticism. Meanwhile, 1 month into the war, Iran now has control of the Strait of Hormuz. AP correspondent John Gambrell has more.
The American-Israeli war on Iran has reached the one-month mark, and Tehran is still hanging on and using insurgent-like tactics to maintain its pressure both on its enemies and the global economy. Now, on the economy, that pressure really comes from its chokehold it holds on the Strait of Hormuz. That's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which about a fifth of all oil and natural gas traded once passed. Now, Iran controls who goes through the strait and when. And that pressure is largely from the threat of it using drones and missiles on ships passing through without permission. That has stopped that traffic.
The House Ethics Committee found Democratic Representative Sheila Sherfalis McCormick of Florida committed numerous violations of House rules and ethics standards. After meeting for over 7 hours last night, an ethics panel composed of four Democrats and four Republicans found she had committed 25 ethics violations. The panel said it would recommend a punishment in the coming weeks. The allegations center around her receiving millions of dollars from her family's healthcare business after the state of Florida made an overpayment of roughly $5 million in disaster relief funds. She's accused of using that money to fund her 2022 congressional campaign through a network of businesses and family members. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a deadly tourist helicopter crash in Hawaii.
Three people were killed, two others were injured when a helicopter crashed on a remote beach on the Hawaiian island of Kauai Thursday afternoon. Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami.
Four passengers, one pilot, Airborne Aviation.
Airborne Aviation is a helicopter company that does sightseeing tours on Kauai. It advertises a doors-off thrill-seekers adventure tour. The beach where the helicopter crashed is reachable only by hiking or boat. Kawakami thanked the coordinated efforts of the U.S. Coast Guard and local emergency responders.
Here on Kauai, whenever somebody puts their feet on our soil, they're one of ours. We treat them like one of ours. They're a part of our family, and our first responders respond.
Audio courtesy of KGMB. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.